He used to chase up all the various jobs all about the works, you know, you get them, he would keep the flow of work going all through, because then it would go to whatever, like major assembly might have to do something, or more, it might have to go to the anodic or tool room or wherever, you know, all sorts of things. It had to be done, perfect jobs, and tin bashers and all the rest, they would all have to get worked out together, but and they would be chasing him up all the time, you know, they would sort of be chasing you to get your job done. But as I say, Reggie, he would go down there, Boca had say 50 off or something to build or whatever, or make, and Reg would go down and split his card to get that 10 or 8 or whatever it might be, so they could keep you going. But as I say, you never seem to get that from any of the other progress chasers. Another progress chaser we used to have, can't think of his name for a minute, but he used to be the bookies runner for Mike Lovelace, the bookie in town, and that's all he ever did. He used to go around throughout the whole of the works, bosses and all, and he'd take their bets, and he'd get it all down to Mike Lovelace, but he never did anything else. But then all the bosses and everything all turned a blind eye, because the thing was, if he hadn't done that, there was all the blokes with forever lasting going down the phone, ringing up Mike Lovelace, whoever it might be, to place their bets. And there was time was being lost all the time with all these phone calls being made, placing bets. And so he was a progress chaser as such, but he didn't do any. Only chasing he did was chasing the bets for everybody, for Mike Lovelace.